watching Left, Right and Center. I'm Nidhi Razdan. Well, the Supreme Court today gave relief to 16 rebel Shiv Sena MLAs by giving them till the 12th of July to respond to the disqualification notices issued by the Deputy Speaker of Maharashtra. Earlier, they had time to reply only till this evening, 5:30 p.m. The next court hearing will be on the 11th of July. Uddhav Thackeray's faction argued in the court saying that there should be no trust vote until all pending issues are decided. However, the court did not agree to that, which means there could be a trust vote in the next few days any time. The court also asked the rebels why they didn't go to the High Court first. Their lawyer said that they were worried for their safety and security in Mumbai as a result of various threats from the Shiv Sena there. Meanwhile, Uddhav Thackeray today stripped 9 rebel MLAs of their portfolios. The Shinde camp has claimed in the Supreme Court that they have the support of 38 Sena MLAs and that they have withdrawn support to the coalition. In all of this, the BJP met in Mumbai today and said it's waiting and watching. Will a floor test therefore be the next logical step? Joining us now, Deepak Kesarkar. He is one of the rebel Shiv Sena MLAs who is in Guwahati. Mr. Kesarkar, thank you for joining us. To begin with, I wanted to ask you, what is your next move going to be? Will your group push for a no-confidence motion in the assembly against Uddhav Thackeray?
Madam, Maharashtra has a great tradition. If you think about Yashwantrao Chavan, who was called to form a government by the then president, he clearly refused it, saying that I don't have the number. So this government will have to say that we don't have the number. They will have to step down so that it becomes gracefully, a graceful coming of new government will become more graceful. Otherwise, what is to be done? That strategy would be decided by our legislative party that is led by Honorable Shinde. And they will decide what is to be done and they will do it.
But don't you think that a no-confidence motion, if you say you have the numbers, isn't that the best way to end this drama once and for all? We are way beyond the point of being graceful, I think, in this crisis.
Our Honorable Party President is now the current CM. So he will have to think about it. He is going as per, I think, probably of advice by somebody, because previously he has announced that he is going to resign. But after having a meeting with Honorable Sharad Pawarji, he has changed his mind probably, and all these legal battles are being fought. So I think that it don't match Shiv Sena's grace. Had Baasaheb been there, he always says that my party is more important than power. So well, power will come to Shiv Sena, it will remain in power. But it should be done gracefully. That is what I feel.
But the Shiv Sena, led by Uddhav Thackeray, clearly claims that if all of you are right now sitting in a hotel in Guwahati and that once you all come back to Mumbai, the situation can change. And its history has shown that it has often happened that way. There have been factions that have broken away and then when they come back to Mumbai, they've gone back with the party leadership. Why don't you all return to Mumbai? When are you planning to go back?
These are the usual tactics, madam. I belong to Konkan. Honorable Madhu Dandavati used to always tell us that election is a game of psychology. So they wanted to put psychological pressure on your MLAs, which is not acceptable to us. Mr. Raut asked their party workers to come on road and nothing is decided on road. The new government comes on the floor of the house. So let them understand this is a democracy, and if they are not able to control the law and order situation in Maharashtra, definitely the role of central government comes in into it, and then they may provide the required security if required, because it is for the governor to decide whether law and order situation has deteriorated, and then they can
so
inform.
Are you all in Guwahati indefinitely?
Not indefinitely, madam. Now the doors are open. Even the courts have mentioned that there is no bar on making a no-confidence motion. So the strategy is to be decided. I'm not the person who decides the strategy, and strategy is not announced publicly. It takes place. And shortly, whatever decision we take, you will come to know that this is the decision.
Now, before I come to still asking you about the strategy and see how much you can reveal, let me go back to what you just said, which was that after meeting Sharad Pawar, Uddhav Thackeray decided to take this legal route, etc. And you've made that insinuation earlier today. In fact, you've named Sanjay Raut and said that he is working at the behest of Sharad Pawar and doing all this. Why do you say that? Why do you say that Sanjay Raut is out to destroy the Shiv Sena when he says that he's very much a Shiv Sainik and he'll never fly to Guwahati and be with all of you?
Madam, I can tell you one thing. Shiv Sena was broken thrice. And all the time, Honorable Sharad Pawarji was behind that, what a split took place. Because in his own interest, when he was in Congress, then he was leading NCP. He always believes in those kind of tactics to break parties. And then his own party grows. So if he compares Sena with NCP, then he will his natural inclination would be towards NCP only. So I don't blame him. He is doing for his own party. But how Raut thinks that Mr. Pawar could save Shiv Sena? Because he has already split the party thrice. Even our honorable party chief, Uddhavji, was reluctant to step in as CM. It was only after the request of Sharad Pawarji, he accepted that post. He worked nicely against Corona. We are proud of that. But you will have to think that we had gone before the people as Sena and BJP aligned. And then whatever happened after that, which was very hurting for us, the NCP president of Maharashtra used to go to each of our constituency, declaring one candidate of NCP to be the next MLA of that constituency. That means you are coming into power only because of Shiv Sena. And still, if you want to finish Shiv Sena, how the MLAs will tolerate it?
Can I ask you that? Are you the Shiv Sena without the Thackerays? If the Thackeray family isn't there, is it the Shiv Sena? Isn't that what has kept the Shiv Sena together? You are all saying, you know, that you stand here today in the name of Bal Thackeray, but his son and his grandson are not supporting you.
Madam, one day they will support you when they will come to know about the facts, because Mr. Raut himself announced that during Rajya Sabha election, the people who were supposed to vote us from NCP side, they didn't vote. And this is a fact also. So what action was taken during that time? No action was taken. So our MLAs were very unhappy. And that has resulted into the new situation.
So can I ask you, when you say that whatever the next steps are in terms of a no confidence motion, yes or no, that will all be decided in strategy. But have you all now clearly decided that who the chief minister, the next chief minister will be? If the numbers are on your side, are you going to support Devendra Fadnavis for chief minister, or do you want Mr. Shinde to be chief minister?
That is for Mr. Shinde to decide, because we have given them all rights to decide. Whatever he decides is final for us.
So you are in talks with Mr. Fadnavis now directly?
Madam, I can't say this because Mr. Shinde is supposed to do that. And I think after this decision, he may talk to somebody, because Maharashtra is with the minority government, and soon the stable government will have to replace it. And that is a process, so nobody should feel
bad
about it.
But you're ready to support Mr. Fadnavis for chief minister if it comes to that?
Madam, it is for Mr. Shinde to decide. How I can say? I was his deputy when he was holding the CM's post plus the home portfolio. And I was MOS home, so I share very good relations with him. Why I should say that I'll not support? We have worked together for 5 years. And he was our CM then, and my cabinet minister as well. So we share very good relations. At the same time, I feel that the honor of Uddhav Sahib should be maintained while the new government comes into existence. So I have given an open letter to him, urging him to form a government with the BJP, because he shares very good relations with Honorable Prime Minister. And with those kind of relations, he could have once again good relations with BJP, and all of us will be very happy to take his blessings.
Mr. Kesarkar, finally, you know, all of you have spent, I think, almost a week now in Guwahati in this hotel in the Radisson Blue. And what would you tell voters today who are disgusted by this entire drama that is playing out, the resort politics that we're seeing today? Taxpayer money is being spent on all of you to sit in that resort there. You are MLAs, you're elected legislators. Many of you have been ministers in the Maharashtra government. Who is, looking after your constituencies? Who is looking after your portfolios?
government money is not spent on our stay. We are making payments for our own stay. That is one thing. Second thing is the cabinet ministers who are not in Maharashtra. Honorable CM has given the charge of their departments to different ministers. So the government is functioning. For our constituencies, we are in regularly touch with our constituency through mobile phones and WhatsApp. And I don't think that day-to-day work, as it is not with the MLAs, because they will have to seek the funds and bring the fund for the constituency.
So when are you coming back to Mumbai, Mr. Kesarkar? Are you coming back now within the next 2 weeks or not?
Of course, we are coming back, madam, and forming the government as well, as per whatever I think. You will come to know, because that's the strategy and that is not to be disclosed publicly.
Can you say like a deadline, like within a week or within the next few days?
It may happen very soon. It may happen very soon.
You will come back.
Oh, we have to come back. We are out for quite some time. Around 5 days, we are not in our constituency. 5 days is not a very big time, but still we feel that we should be in the constituency. And whenever we have a video call with our people, they are very happy to see us. And they want us to be victorious.
All right, Mr. Kesarkar, let's see how it plays out. You're saying you'll all be back in Mumbai very soon and then reveal your strategy. You're saying you'll form the government as well. And let's see how that plays out. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, madam. Namaste.
Well, let's go straight across to our panelists this evening. Let me go first to Clyde Krasto, spokesperson of the NCP, part of the MVA government in Maharashtra. Clyde Krasto, is it game over for Uddhav Thackeray? Is a floor test now inevitable, you think? The numbers don't appear to be on his side. Is it better for him to step down before that?
Absolutely not. I mean, it ain't over till it's over, Nidhi. And let me tell you, I was listening to your interview with Mr. Kesarkar, and I wish I could be a one-on-one with him. I mean, the kind of contradictions that he was going on, you know, narrating, it sounded like a script written, you know, and, you know, just being read out by him. But anyway, having said that, you know, you see the Supreme Court judgment today, okay? I think it's pretty well balanced. The fact of the matter is that if the Supreme Court thought or, you know, actually regarded that what the deputy speaker said in terms of the notice sent to the 16 MLAs was wrong, they would have actually rejected it. But they haven't. Okay, so if you're talking about the other side, which is the 16 MLAs that went to the Supreme Court, you know, and their disqualification being held up, you also have to talk of the other side when they passed a no-confidence motion against the deputy speaker. So the fact is that there is some substance in what the deputy speaker is saying, and the Supreme Court finds substance in the same matter. So, you know, You can say that, you know, well, it looks like it's over, but it's not over, because I'll tell you why. One more thing. I've been talking to a lot of Shiv Senics and a lot of leaders that have been saying that there are at least 20 plus MLAs there in Guwahati who actually want to come back and who are actually with Shiv Sena. But this could be anything. You know, there are a lot of stories floating about how, you know, they've been trapped. Two of those MLAs actually escaped from there. You know, and they've come back here, you know, from Surat and everything, and the stories how they were injected with things, and the stories about, you know, central agencies pressure on them.
So, you're saying picture abhi baki hai until they actually come back to Mumbai.
Absolutely.
You're not going to know what the real picture is.
Remember one thing. One thing, remember, Nidhi. At the end of the day, nothing is going to be decided in Guwahati. What has to be decided and will be decided in the floor of the house here in the Vidhan Bhavan in Mumbai, in Maharashtra. So, if Mr. Shinde has the numbers, if Eknath Shinde has the numbers and he can prove it, why doesn't he come to the floor of the House and prove the majority?
Okay, so I want to ask, we have Professor Gobardhan Das of the BJP with us. And Professor Das, in fact, just now a report has come that the booking at the Radisson Blue Hotel in Guwahati has been extended. It was already booked till 5th of July and now it may be booked beyond the 5th of July, which means ki abhi God knows how long this whole drama is going to last. But if actually the rebel MLAs and the BJP have the numbers as they say that they have, then why aren't they coming for a floor test? Don't you think they should, Professor Das?
Good evening, Nidhi, and good evening, my fellow panelists. See, I once again reiterate, BJP has nothing to do with current situation, what is going on. But I personally believe, because BJP and the Shiv Sena have similar kinds of ideology, they should form a government. From the beginning itself, I was saying this is not the Maha Vikas Agadi, rather it's a Maha Vinash Agadi, because their ideology, if you look at, is diagonally opposite So they cannot really get together. Once again, I'm reiterating, a snake and a mongoose cannot drink water from the same pot at the same time. So basically, once again, no matter how much you blame BJP, I don't think so far there is no evidence that BJP has anything to do with this,
Professor Das, this kind of situation. Please, we're all grown ups here. We know that, the rebel MLAs have been in BJP states. They're getting police escort. They're getting protection. BJP ministers are meeting them in the hotel.
We all know many things, but don't finger without any proof. So I'm being a scientist.
So the ministers have gone into the hotel to meet the rebel MLAs in front of every reporter standing out there.
MLAs are in hotel doesn't mean that they are they have some connection with the BJP. It's not at all. Yeah. Okay. It has anything to do with any BJP. It's not. So
Nidhi.
Clyde, quickly, yes.
Yeah, quickly. I'll tell you quickly. I have no need to argue about all these things. I'll tell you what. Everybody here on this panel knows ANI. ANI gives us feed for video and we all subscribe to the feed of ANI. You can go. I will send you the tweet of ANI, okay, and the video where the CM of Assam is saying that everybody is welcome to Assam. I've got nothing to do here right now, but the BJP in Maharashtra is supporting these MLAs. It's there on record
on ANI.
You are also
welcome to Assam.
I don't need your invitation. Listen, I am only talking about BJP.
So anybody is welcome to Assam.
Mr. Himanta Biswa Sharma has said it, and it's there.
Anybody is welcome to Assam, or anybody welcome
and that
to
is the support
state.
That is
okay. You are talking welcome to Assam. Else. Why not?
Thank you very much for your invitation. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All I'm trying to tell you is the fact is that it's on record that the CM of Assam says that the BJP in Maharashtra is supporting these MLAs. That's all I'm trying to say.
Let me just get Shadan Farasat, advocate of the Supreme Court, into this before I come back to the political points. Because Shadan Farasat, how do you see the Supreme Court's order today? It gives the rebels a lot of leeway with the 14 days, and yet by not allowing a floor test essentially can go ahead, that throws up a whole set of fresh legal tangles if it indeed does happen, doesn't it?
Yes, so I would want to say a couple of things. Firstly, this decision of Supreme Court or the order is on a plea of the rebel Shiv Sena MLAs, right? Now, it's not on a plea of the Shiv Sena with its present leadership, Mr. Uddhav Thackeray. In that context, in a plea filed by the rebel leaders, what I understand, orally a request was made during the hearing that if you are going to stay the disqualification proceedings till 10th, then you should also simultaneously stay the any potential floor test. Now, in that context, they said we'll see it when it arises. Today, we are not doing it. That's my understanding of how the proceedings went. I was not in the court, but from the reading of how the proceedings went. Now, it's always open to the main Shiv Sena with Mr. Uddhav Thackeray to if they were forced to conduct a floor test, they can always approach appropriate court now that the matter is in Supreme Court, possibly the Supreme Court, or otherwise even a High Court, Bombay High Court would have been ideal to seek a stay on that, saying that this should first, the disqualification proceeding should first conclude and then only the floor test should happen. Because effectively, as I understand the numbers game, it's going to depend on whether these MLAs are disqualified or not before a floor test is held,
right,
in terms of what the outcome will be. So I think that option is not foreclosed. It's just a tentative response in a plea by the rebel Shiv Senics. I think that option is very much open to them if and when that situation arises. As of today, that situation has not arisen.
All right, Krishna Hegde, why isn't Uddhav Thackeray, stepping down? Do you genuinely believe that you're going to be able to win away most of those 38 MLAs who are sitting with Eknath Shinde?
Nidhi, first of all, I hope you will give me proper time to speak now since you've given all the other panelists a lot of time. First, let me come to Mr. Kesarkar. He said that Maharashtra has got a great tradition and we must show some lot of grace. I could say the same thing to him. The way they have run away after, deserting the Sena, I don't think that's a lot of grace. Secondly, today, when the academic year has just started, or when the monsoon is just coming in, the water resources minister, the education minister, all sitting in Guwahati, they should be bothered about what is happening in Maharashtra. Secondly, regarding the Supreme Court judgment, in the plea, they had asked for the disqualification of the deputy speaker, which has not been done. The deputy speaker is still the presiding authority, the ultimate presiding authority of the house. Secondly, they had asked for the disqualification of Ajay Chaudhary, who is the Shiv Sena group leader in the house. That has also not been done. Ajay Chaudhary is still the group leader of the house with the Shiv Sena. And therefore, both their pleas have been rejected. Now, the Honorable Supreme Court has given a very balanced judgment, saying that we are giving you time, and you, according to the time given to you, you reply to this. And also, the Supreme Court has given notices to all the parties concerned that they have to reply within 5 days. So, the Supreme Court has also given a balanced judgment. I don't think it is anything against the Shiv Sena or the Mahavikas Aghadi government. Thirdly, when the BJP is giving all this gyan about who should do what and we should listen to BJP. Today they are dictating to 100 crore Hindus that who is a Hindu and who is not an Hindu. They are saying that they are not involved in this when the CM, the Assam CM is beating them. Their ex-ministers in Gujarat, BJP functionaries are in Gujarat. A journalist, noted journalist from Mumbai, has already tweeted the amount of money spent on the hotels and the liquor in a dry state like Gujarat. Thirdly, let me tell you, Shiv Sena has already faced a rebellion thrice. And in this rebellion of three times, Shiv Sena has bounced back to power thrice, twice heading the government. In the three rebellions,
so clearly it's not game over for you.
1 minute. Let me complete. In the three rebellions, around 33 to 35 MLAs had deserted the party and only 3 had won. 32 had lost. So when these 40 odd MLAs come back, firstly to the four test, we have our doors opened for them. I believe that several of them will join back. 15 days time has also made them very jittery. We are welcoming them into the party.
Okay, all right.
Secondly, it's interesting that
you're all not giving up the fight so easily. You're digging your heels in and saying that there could still be changes. I have to go to Daniel Francis. He's a political analyst. He's also joining us. Daniel, if you had to make a prediction, what do you think will happen in the next few days?
The next few days, it's a tough question, Nidhi, that what would happen in the next few days. But in the next few days, it is going to be very difficult for Uddhav Thackeray to continue. These MLAs have got a huge relief from the Supreme Court that gives them a lot of time to maneuver. And the Divya Shakti that is behind all this to do its miracles. And as time has gone by, we have only seen that the rebels and those behind it, they are in advantageous position over the Shiv Sena. The Shiv Sena has not been able to turn the tide around. Only two people have come back. They have not been able to bring more people. They have not been able to send people from here to bring them back. Sena is under attack in terms of the ED operations. So, I think Shiv Sena is demoralized completely. There's a constitutionally disadvantageous position for them. This matter now is pending in the Supreme Court. And 11th of July is a long time. And in these days of uncertainty, a lot can happen. But my prediction is this government is gone. Unfortunately, fortunately, whatever. And the rebels and those behind it will have their way.
All right. Well, I have to leave it there for the moment because it is a developing story, as you all said. But Daniel, you're sticking your neck out and saying it will actually become more and more difficult for Uddhav Thackeray to hold on. A lot of viewers writing in on Coup today, one of the social media platforms, where, you know, the time to grant it to rebels is enough to conduct a floor test is what Ronit Kapoor is saying. Uddhav Thackeray has been left with no option to resign is what Parangav has said on that platform. Lots of views still coming in. That's all we have time for tonight.